Now this Saturday, the Parramatta Female Factory Friends, previous factory women and many other people will celebrate the bicentennial of the laying of the first stone of the factory by Governor Lachlan Macquarie. Here to tell us a little bit more about the Parramatta Female Factory and the bicentennial celebrations is President of the Female Factory Friends, Gay Hendrickson. Gay, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely my pleasure. I love community radio, but I can tell you the factory was not a scenic highway.
So for a little bit of background, could you give us some history about the Parramatta Female Factory?
Absolutely. It's the earliest surviving colonial place in Australia that was specifically for convict women. Over 5,000 went to Parramatta. Over 9,000 went to different other ones around the country. Big influence to the point where about one in seven Australians are related to these women.
Wow.
And so it's the stone, is laying of the stone is important, but it's those thousands of lives that still have contemporary import.
And so what were some of the most significant stories that came out of the Parramatta Female Factory? I'm sure there were many, but if you can narrow some down, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, it is significant in so many ways, but one is the is the first female workers' action in Australia. That was something where 100 women escaped through the town. That's one. But then you get the personal stories like Mary Hindle, who was a machine breaker. And, you know, she implored the government not to leave her in hopeless slavery. You know, you get those stories. You get one of a viscountess, believe it or not. But she was the daughter of a slave and a slave master. And she was sent out aged 8.
Wow. That's so young.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of the women would be between, 18 and 35. You know, you're looking at not not recidivists, like not people who just would keep on doing crime. It was first and second time offenders, over 90% of these women.
And so I understand that you've been pushing for the Parramatta Female Factory to be recognised as a World Heritage listed site. How's that going? How are you going about doing that?
Well, signatures, we need more signatures. We had 10,000 go to state parliament. We are now asking federal parliament not just to support the idea, but to actually ask for World Heritage. And as soon as we get 10,000 signatures for that, then we're going to go to federal parliament and ask them to actually do that. That's the safest way, we think, if federal and state government are custodians and if it's World Heritage. And it's absolutely deserving.
It definitely sounds like it is. It sounds like a real important historical site. I must admit, it's not one that I really sort of knew a lot about before having a bit of a read about it.
Probably Sydney's best or Australia's best kept secret. And that's the reason to come along on Saturday. You know, it'll be a fabulous day. We'll have a great commemoration and dedication, but there'll also be celebration as well. And you've got Dame Marie Bashir coming. You've got the wonderful Tom Keneally, you've got John Pilger, who's probably one of our most amazing journalists. You've got an array of talks. You've got reenactments. If you're very bad, you'll be put in the pillory. Trade tables, exhibitions, colonial crafts, family day, fabulous.
Yeah, so the bicentennial celebrations happening Saturday, they sound absolutely fabulous. So how can people get involved? What are the times? All that fun stuff?
Yep, absolutely. So the day goes from 10 till 3:30. The dedication starts with Welcome to Country by Auntie Edna at 1 o'clock, and that goes for, about an hour. The easiest way is if people go online, if they just put in their search engine, history, her story, our story, bicentennial, it'll bring up our Eventbrite, and they just book in there, they just register there. It's a free event, but we do need you to register.
It sounds like it's going to be a really fun day. We'll pop all the links up in the podcast. Gay, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. Long live community radio. Thanks.
That was Gay Hendrickson having a chat about the Parramatta Female Factory Precinct bicentennial celebrations. Again, if you'd like to attend, we'll put the registration link for you up in the podcast, which you'll be able to find at 2SER.com.